What I want to share about this morning is just something that God had been putting in my heart this last 2 or 3 weeks. Wasn't sure when to do it, and then just yesterday I was going to say something else totally, and then just at the last moment I felt God just change and just say, no, this is the week to do it. And so the title I've given is just like a heart full of thankfulness and a mouth that's flowing with praise. You know, just people that are going to be thankful for everything that we've got, and people that are going to be thankful in the things, in the way that we act, in the words that we say, but that we're appreciative and we're thankful for what we've got. It says in Psalms 107, verse 1, it says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. His steadfast love endures forever. If you read the Psalms, David just sings and talks like that over and over and over again. It says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. And why is he good? For his steadfast love endures forever. I think this is so important for us to know this morning. I think this is so important for us to know as we go out there and we meet other people and they say, well, why are you following Jesus anyway? Why are you even interested in God? Because his steadfast love endures forever. No matter what I go through, no matter what I do, no matter where I go and the things that I say, his steadfast love, it's a steadfast love. It's a love that just keeps on going. It's a love that just won't let us go. It's a love that's steadfast. It continues to hold us. It endures forever. This is the love that God's got for us. And if we had nothing else in Scripture, this is enough to be thankful for. This is enough to give God praise this morning. And so I want God to touch your hearts today. I want him to touch your hearts today and do the thing that we do the least, which is to say thank you. We love to receive a thank you, don't we? Why, they never said thank you to me. Well, imagine what I did for them, and they never said thank you. Well, the Lord is saying this morning, I want you to have a heart full of thankfulness. I want you to have a heart that's overflowing with thankfulness because of how good I am to you and how good I'll continue to be to you. I was just thinking over this last wee while, why are we so bad at being thankful? Why are we so bad at being thankful? I think the number one reason is this, is because it means we're given to somebody else and it's less about us. If someone has done something to us and it's been a good thing, then we should be thankful to them. But we would far rather get the accolades. We would far rather get the congratulations. We would far rather give the thanks. So to have to give it out almost seems like, oh, what? So do you don't want to say thanks to me? Do you don't want to, is it not about me more? And so I think this morning the Lord wants to challenge us and say to us, hey, I am the blesser. I give good gifts. Don't get too caught up on the gifts. Get caught up on the blesser. Because I am absolutely wonderful. I've got more for you. I've got more for you. But I want you to have a heart full of thankfulness. We're so good at complaining sometimes, and yet so bad at being thankful. We're so good at complaining and saying, God, why has this not worked out? And why has that not worked out? Instead of, Lord, look what you have done for me. In spite of the things that I face, look at all that you have done for me. And so this morning, that's what I hope that we're going to do. I hope that we're going to start to look at the things that God has done for us, and we're going to have a heart full of thankfulness rather than a heart that says, God, but if only I had this bit more, and if only I had this, and if only I had that, and if only I could get a promotion in this job, and if only I had this thing, I'd be so much happier. The joy of the Lord is inside of us. We have all that we need to be thankful from now to eternity. The Lord is saying, forget about grumbling and complaining as much, and start being a bit more thankful for all that God's got for us. We have so many good things in our lives. I was thinking that, you know, it's so easy to remember the bad, and we can be so forgetful on the good. It's like even prayer requests. We're so good at asking for the request, but we're really bad at informing people of what God has done through the request. And I think that just sums us up what we're like sometimes. We're really good at, can you help me, can you help me, can you help me, rather than, hey, look what God has done for me. And then you're like, well, is there anything, oh yeah, there's that thing as well, I'd love prayer for this. We're so much more, could you help me, can you help me? And God is saying this morning, would we be thankful for the things that we have? I actually think that we have so, even when we're going through bad things, we've still got some really good things to give praise for. I think we've still got some really good things to be thankful for. Even when we're going through the deepest, darkest valleys, and it seems like everything is closing around us, I still think we can find something to be thankful about. And I don't think that's positive thinking. I think that's just being who God has called us to be. People of thankfulness. People that have had so much done. We're here this morning, and if you know the Lord today, then God has done something incredible in your heart. If you don't know the Lord today, then Jesus has still done something incredible for you. You've just not found out about it yet, or you've just not received it yet, but it does not take away what he's already done. He has done something incredible. He sent his precious Son to take away our sins, to die for us, to give us a hope and a future. What have we not to be thankful about? We are so blessed. And so even in the bigger bad things, even when the big bad things come along, and it seems like they come day after day after day, I still believe in the past, in the present, or in the future, we have more than enough things to give God praise about. And so that's really the heart of the message this morning. The heart is this, is that we're going to be so much better at being thankful and so much better at being at remembering to be thankful and giving God praise as often, as much, as good as we can. Because I believe He deserves all of our praise. And I think we need to do it more. And we need to make a choice to thank Him more and to give Him more of ourselves. I've written it down here this morning. I think we need to choose to be thankful. I think we absolutely need to choose to be thankful. I think we absolutely need to remind ourselves of how many great things we've got in our lives. Otherwise, we'll get swamped and we'll get overcome by all the things that maybe aren't working out. And all the things that we do need. And all the things that we'd love to work out. Instead, give God praise for what you have and watch what He will give you as you will give Him praise for the things that you have rather than complain about the things that you don't have. So this morning, I want us to look and some of the things we can be thankful for. Now, we could look at absolutely loads of things. This is just a few things that I've written down, and I hope that this will encourage us, challenge us, stir us up to get a greater heart for being thankful. Number one, we can be thankful for our lives. Absolutely, we can be thankful for our lives. Absolutely. I don't know if you've seen on the news this last couple of weeks that Planned Parenthood thing from America where they've been realizing that all through these abortions that they've been doing for years and years and years in America, not only have they been aborting babies, but they've been selling body parts from these babies, which is just an incredible, just the worst kind of thought imaginable that people could do this and then get profit out of it. And the ironic thing about the whole thing is that in one moment they're not babies and it's just tissue or it's just a fetus and, you know, we can just get rid of them. They're not important. And then in the next moment it's like, try to save it as best you can because those body parts that are useless and no good suddenly become valuable. They suddenly become researchable. They suddenly become worth an awful lot of money. And so it's important to realize that our world is very twisted. It's very evil at times. And so how much have we got to give God praise for our very life? How much have we got to give God praise for our very life, for the very air that we breathe this morning? Psalm 139, which we love, it says that God formed us and He knows us. And He went into the deeper parts of the earth and He just worked on us. It's like as if He was like a blacksmith or a builder or somebody who just went into His laboratory and He just spent time on you. He just worked on you. And I think this morning we need to remind ourselves of just how good our God is. And just how good, whether we forget, it does not take away from how good He is. And how that He spent time and He fashioned us and He worked in us. And it says that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. I've got something to praise God about this morning. I've got something to give Him thanks about this morning as we think about those things. I listened to a video this week and the guy mentioned a thing and I thought it was really powerful. It says in Psalm 139 that the Lord has more thoughts about us than all the grains of sand on the seashores. What an incredible thought, that He has that many thoughts about you, about each and every one of us. The scientists looked at it one time and they took, I think it was like a cubic foot or a cubic meter, doesn't really matter, let me tell you the numbers just to blow you away. They took like a cubic foot, you know, a cube foot, and they calculated out how many grains of sand could possibly be in that cubic foot. They analyzed it out, they came to the conclusion, it was roughly, when you hear this, 1.7 billion. 1.7 billion. Let's just take 2 billion just for the sake of the point and go 2,000,000,000,000. Unbelievable. This is the amount of thoughts that God has for us. And that's only a small portion because that's only a cubic foot. And how many cubic feet are around the whole earth in terms of grains of sand? This is the amount of thoughts that God has for us. I hope that we're starting to stir up this thankfulness in our spirit and in our hearts this morning and in our mind because we have so many things to be thankful for. This is how God, good our God, is. We've got to be thankful for our family. We've got to be thankful that people that are around us. Listen to what it says in Romans 8:14 to 15. Romans 8:14 to 15, it says this, "For those who are led by Christ of God are the children of God." There's enough in that even to be thankful about for the next, I don't know how many years you want to pray for or how many years you want to be thankful for. "But those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God." So we are the children of God. If we know the Lord, if we've accepted Him into our hearts, then we know that and we're fully aware of that. Even if you haven't accepted Jesus into your heart, you're still His child. You just don't know who your father is. You just don't know who he is. And his heart is that you would return to him. His heart is that you would find him. The spirit you received, the spirit that's been placed in us, the spirit that God has given to us, it says this, does not make you slaves. We're slaves no longer. So that you live in fear again. We don't have to live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you received brought your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Lord is saying this morning, the Lord wants to remind us this morning where he has taken us from. The Lord wants to remind us this morning, if we know Jesus in our hearts, look where we have got to. Look who we have received. Look how the Lord has won us. He has adopted us into his kingdom, and we become children of the King. And so much so that it says, and in us we start to cry, Abba, Father. I think this is a wonderful statement. Abba, Father, that not only is Jesus Savior, not only is God Lord, not only did he create the heavens and the earth, but he puts this cry inside of our hearts that says, whenever you need to, whenever you can, whenever you want to, you can cry out and call me Father. You can call me Father this morning. And I think that's a wonderful, wonderful truth, because maybe you've come from a background where you didn't have the best parents or you didn't have the best people around you. Well, the Lord's saying this morning, well, you can call me Father and I will be your Father. And inside you, there's a cry in your heart that will cause you to shout, that will cause you to scream if you need to say it sometimes, but will cause you to bring it out and say, Abba, Father, he's my Father. Have we not an awful lot to be thankful for this morning? Have we not an awful lot to praise him for this morning? I think this thankfulness should be overflowing from our hearts. I hope this is starting to put in perspective some of the negative things that are in our lives, and we're starting to embrace some of the great things that we've got in our lives. Because things will come and go, but this will last forever. Things will come and go. Seasons will come and go. There'll be times when you don't have enough money, and then a day will come when you have more than enough. There'll be times where you don't have the things that you need, and then the day will come where you have all that you need. You know, I remember back years ago when you'd worry about exams, and you prepare and you prepare and prepare, and you get more and more nervous as the day comes. But you know what the bottom line was? The day would come and go, and the next day you'd be absolutely fine. Sometimes the things that we're stressing about, sometimes the things that we're getting consumed about are the wrong things. We should be getting consumed about God's thankfulness, his greatness towards us, the things that he has given us. We can cry, Abba, Father. We should be grateful and we should be thankful for the friends that God has given us. I think this is one that we forget about, but this is one that we should remind ourselves about. Whenever you were, maybe, I don't know how to describe it, but whenever you didn't know God, and you were kind of just doing your thing, and maybe you're here this morning, and you don't know God, and you've not accepted him as Savior into your heart and life. Well, whenever you didn't know him, it was you and your one or two friends, and you just got on with life, or whatever friends you had. But I think what you might have discovered along the way is that there was friends of convenience, there was friends of what you could give them, there was friends that wanted to be around you for what you could give them, but it was hard to find maybe true friends and true friendship. I think one of the best things that we receive when we become sons and daughters of the King is a family like this. It's a family of people that are around us who genuinely care, or who are actively trying to care more, because they know that's God's heart. They know that's God's heart. I think when you get out there and we're in our workplace, you will find that people are deeply selfish. They're just incredibly selfish. It's all about me and my, and when am I going to get paid? I remember working with these guys, and it was just like, if their pay missed by one day, they were just raging. It was just like, what? I was just like, why is it so big? It's such a big deal. But they were just consumed with these things. And I think this morning we need to realize maybe the journey that we have come on. And when we're out there and we're in our workplace and we're with our family and friends that maybe don't know the Lord, that we're just, and even if they do know the Lord, but that we're given this, we're saying, hey, I'm so thankful to Jesus. I'm so thankful for what the Lord has done for me. I'm so grateful for the important things that God has put in my life. I'm so grateful for the people that are in my life. There is no better time whenever something, a catastrophe happens in your family, and just having the family of God around you, having your friends and family around you. Jordan, who comes to Vibe, her dad died just last weekend. He had been battling cancer for a long time and didn't make it in the end. But she said the one thing that really encouraged her and the one thing that really kept her going was, especially when we came to the wake and everybody was there. And she just looked around and just saw all the people from Vibe who was there. All the people that she wouldn't have known if she hadn't come to know Jesus, if she hadn't come to know God. And it was those people that were giving her the strength that she needed at that time to go through. I said, what on earth could we ever tell you, Jordan, that would encourage you at this moment? You know what she said? It's the thoughts and prayers of people. It's the thoughts and prayers of my friends around me that keep me going. We should never underestimate the power of the friendships that we've got, the family that we've got around us, the friends that we've got. That is a great gift that the Lord has given us. That is something to be thankful for this morning. I hope we're starting to stir up thankfulness in our heart. That is something to be thankful for this morning. Here's a great one we need to talk about. And this is maybe one that will maybe touch our hearts or maybe prick our hearts or maybe prick our conscience. My possessions. I've written down my possessions, which is probably the wrong way to write it. The things that God has given us. Would that be a better way to say it? But my possessions. We get very hung up on the things that we have. And that's mine. And I'm having it. That's what Bethany tells me. That's my thing. That's mine. And she tells Jessica that's hers. And that's it. It's not going to be anybody else's. Only hers. But we get very obsessed by the things that we have. That's my car. That's my money. And I will do what I like with it. This is my job. And, you know, I've done this. And this is where I've got to. And I think if we're not careful, we can become almost like Bethany in that moment. It says in James chapter 1:17. Listen to this. It says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Every good gift, every perfect gift. In other words, every single good thing that we have in our lives, it's been given to us by God. The job that we have, God has blessed us. Even think about it for a second. The job that we have got, how did we get it? Maybe it was based on ability. Who gave us the ability? The Lord gave us the ability. Maybe the intellect that we have. Where did we get the intelligence that we have? The Lord gave us that intelligence. Who gave us the car to get to work every day? The Lord did that. Who gives us the energy to work every day? The Lord does that. Who gives us the food to get the energy? The Lord did that. Where did the food come from? The earth. Who created the earth? The Lord created that. Have we not so much to be thankful for this morning? So many things to give Him praise. It's like it all stems back to Him because He's the source. It says, I think it's in Colossians, that the Lord Jesus holds everything in the palm of His hand. It comes absolutely from Him. There's absolutely nothing that we have that didn't first originate in Him, and He has given it to us. My very possessions He has given me. And so you know what that makes me think of? Is that we should not be too obsessed with the things that we have, but instead we should pursue and go after, seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added to us. Seek first the kingdom of God, and we'll get everything else that we need. Seek first Him. We don't need to seek first our job or our workplace or our finances or this or that. Seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added to us. That's all that we need, and that's a simple truth, but it's incredibly powerful. I was thinking again, thankfulness. Thankfulness is very much linked to the things that we say. I'm going to be thankful to you. I'm going to say thanks for helping me. Thanks for coming along. But I think also thankfulness should always lead to actions. It should lead to actions. I'm thinking about weddings this week because my sister's getting married soon, and you're thinking about invitations coming in. But people do it by the way that they're thankful of being, you know, being invited to a wedding. They tend to buy a present. It's like they're being thankful with their actions. They decide to buy something. It's going to cost them something, and then they're going to give it. And I think it's the same with the Lord. It's like the Lord looked down and He says, wow, those guys have no hope without me. And so I'm going to have to send my precious son. It was like God could have just spoke from heaven and just said, hey, these are great guys. I'm so thankful for you. But He recognizes we had a need. He recognizes that He needed to do something. And He sent His precious son, Jesus. He backed it up with His actions. He backed it up not only with the things that He said, but the things that He did. He backed it up with the most precious things that He had. And I think this morning we have this mentality of sometimes when we give away to God, when we give up our time, that's lost time. When we give up our time to God, you know what that is? It's an investment into the kingdom, and we will reap a rich reward. When we give up maybe our finances, which is probably the hardest thing that we have, it's like, no, I'm not going to give my money to God. No, I'm not going to, don't even look at it like that, but I'm not going to give my money to this or that. I want to encourage you. I remember one time years ago giving, I think £15 a month it was, to some of those child adoption things, sponsor a child. You know, the amazing thing about it was, through all the ups and downs in life and through maybe some bounce direct debits and missing some bills, I never once missed that one. And you could say, well, that's only a small thing. But it's incredible. I think if we will test the Lord in our giving, which is an incredible thing because our finances are very precious to us, if we will trust the Lord with our money, He will bless us over and over again. If we will bless the Lord with our time, with our energy, with the things that we have, He will bless us. It will never be given away. It will be investment into the kingdom. I remember a friend, here's a funny story just to show you, to illustrate maybe the point. I had a friend one time and I had a car, and I would give him a lift. And so we would travel. I'm not going to give you too many details because I don't want it to get too close to who the person might be. So that's the reason we're not going to get too many details. I don't think you'd know him anyway, but just in case. So I gave a lift to this guy over a long period of time. I was thinking about it. And we're giving lifts all the time. And then I thought to myself one day, this thought sprung into my mind. And I thought, he's just never thankful, is he? He never once says thank you for the lifts that I give him. And this thing's just started to burn in my heart. And so what I want to make you realize is that he may have had faults, which you're going to find out about in a moment. But I also had faults as well, because I don't think the attitude that I had was probably the best. But I started to think, well, he's just never thankful, this guy. He's never thankful. I'm giving him lifts left, right, and center, and he never says a thing. It's like almost like, well, why wouldn't you do it? In actual fact, he told me that one time. Why wouldn't you do it? Which made me even more mad. You know, so I got problems as well. So I started to think, you know, this guy's never thankful. And I thought to myself, well, he never ever says it. And I tell you what he never does is, he never gives me any money for fuel as well, because it's a long journey. You know, he's just, you know, it's just, not only will he not say it, but he won't even give me anything towards it. And it's funny, these things started to burn in my mind for probably a few months, and I'd been giving him a lift for a few years. And you know what I decided in my heart? I thought, well, that's it then. I'm not giving him a lift anymore. And so I made up an excuse that wouldn't allow him to come on a lift with me anymore. And he went and got his own lift. And do you know what? I don't think he was even that bothered. I don't even think he went and found somebody else that would give him a lift. And that was it. But it illustrates the point of, you know, there's a time where we must be thankful. And there's a time where it should lead to actions. It maybe leads to a card. It maybe leads to a present. It maybe leads to something. I think that's the right way to be. I think that's the way that God has blessed us with. I think he has blessed us with our jobs. I think he has blessed us with the things that we have so that we can be a blessing. And so if we're going to be truly thankful, it should be backed up in the things that we say, not only in the things that we say, but in the ways that we give, in the ways that we love people, in the way that we receive people. I remember we went to the Philippines. This is just unbelievable. We would go to the Philippines, and every summer we would go there, and then we'd do these house visits. So we'd go and visit people in their homes on this island in Malapascua, which is just amazing. If you ever get to go, come with us. It's just paradise on earth. But we went and met with the people, and they would cook up this meal for us. And I mean, we would sit there like prunes, is that a good word? Like, we just sit there thinking, what on earth are we doing here eating such good food when they've got absolutely nothing? They would cook up their absolute best. You know where they got the money for the absolute best? They would borrow it from their friends and neighbors. So they would go up and down the houses and say, we've got these guys coming, we need to bless them, we need to bless them. And they would go up and down their houses and they would ask them for money. I asked the guys, how long does it take you to pay the money back? It takes them a month to pay back the money that they borrow to give us a nice meal. And I mean, a nice meal was just way and above what they could afford, but it was maybe a salad and some chicken drumsticks and a few nice sauces and a few different things. We were just blessed, absolutely blessed. And you sat there thinking, this is unbelievable. And you know what they would do? They would sit and watch us. And then we would say, come eat with us. And they were like, no, this is for you. This is your special food. We want to thank you. We want to bless you. We want to give you our best. How much could we learn from that? It's just, it would break your heart. It would absolutely break your heart. It's just like these people are so thankful for the things they have. And yet we are so over and abundantly blessed. And sometimes we can just be really stingy. We can be really stingy with our time. We can be really stingy with our money. We can be really stingy with the gifts that we give. We can be really stingy in the way that we love and respond to people. Let's be people that overflow with love. Let's be people that overflow with thankfulness. Very quickly, a few more. We could be thankful about our future. Look at the future that the Lord has given us. Look at the prospects that the Lord has placed in front of us. Look at the things that the Lord is setting up in front of us. We'll be thankful for our salvation. We'll be thankful for the very basic things that we have, like the breath that we have in our body, that the fact that we woke up today. I'll give praise for this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will give God praise for that today. I will thank Him. And so why do we need to? Here's a quick, got two or three more verses and then we're finished. It says in Romans 1:12, listen to this. For although they knew God, this is a warning why we must be thankful and why it's so important to be thankful. Romans chapter 1 verse 12. For although they knew God, this is like us, we know God. But it says although, which starts to change things. For although they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him. But they became futile in their thinking and their foolish hearts were darkened. For although they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him, but they became futile in their thinking and their foolish hearts were darkened. Here's what the Lord is saying to us this morning. This is us. If we get our eyes off the wrong things and onto the things that they shouldn't be on, when we go after good things but they're not God things, when we go after things that are not really God's heart and we forget to be thankful towards God and to remember who we got those things. You ever meet someone who maybe had very, very little and then suddenly gets somewhere and then they just want to walk over absolutely everybody? You know, you ever meet some people like that? And at the beginning they were just very humble, very nice people, but it's almost like suddenly they got somewhere in business or they got somewhere in life and they just want to let everybody else know, you know, I'm a winner and you're a loser. It's just like the negative heart that they've got. And I think if we're not careful, sometimes we can end up not exactly the same as that, but maybe getting to that place. The Lord is saying this morning, remind yourself, for although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him. Let's be people that honor God. Let's be people that give thanks to God. Let's be people that everything we do it for the glory and for the honor of the Lord. Let's be the people that no matter what we say or no matter what we do, no matter how we act, we're always doing it for God's glory. But they became futile in their thinking. Their thinking just went out the window. Their thinking just became all about themselves. Their thinking just became all about what I have and what I need and what I can get. And their foolish hearts were darkened. Their foolish hearts. This morning we have so much to give God praise about. I'm going to get the band to come. We're going to finish off with a song. And I'm going to read you a couple more verses as they come. It says in Psalm 118, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his steadfast love endures forever." It says, let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. It says, let the house of Aaron say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress I called on the Lord, and the Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord answered me and set me free. And so it says, every people, let the people of Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let the people of Aaron say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let the people who fear the Lord say, his steadfast love endures forever. Could we say that this morning? His steadfast love endures forever. Let's say it together. His steadfast love endures forever. His steadfast love endures forever. I think we need to get better at knowing what God says about us. I think we need to get better at what God has called us to be and the promises that he declares over us. It says in Psalm 30, last verse, and then we're going to worship the Lord, that my glory may sing your praise and not be silent. That I may sing your praise and not be silent. That I would shine with the glory of God and sing your praise this morning. That I would shine in my workplace. That I would shine and sing your praise in the places where I go. And even when I'm going through battles, and even when I'm going through trials, and even when I'm like everybody else facing the same tasks and the same burdens, I will say, you know what? I've still got a hope that can't be removed. I've still got something to be thankful for. I've still got something to give God praise about, because the Lord is for me and not against me. His steadfast love endures forever. O Lord my God, I will give you praise. I will give you thanks. I will sing to you forever. O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever. This is who we are this morning. This is who we need to choose to be this morning. If we don't choose to be it, we're going to rob ourselves of great and many victories in life and great and many things in life and the heart that God has got for us. So let's stand this morning as we finish out with a song. Let's stand together, and as we stand, let's remind ourselves of how blessed we are. Let's remind ourselves of just how good God has been to us and how he continues to be and how he will be from now until forever, forever, forever. Who knows how long that's going to be? Forever. That's how good God's going to be to us. And so let's have a heart full of thankfulness. Let's have a heart full of praise. And let's sing and praise and worship the Lord this morning as we finish. Amen.